I think it's time to just listen.
Absolutely.
All right. So this is episode one of Just Listen, featuring me, Brandon Gallagher.
And me, Jerry Hayes.
Gerald Hayes.
Gerald.
The master. So today's episode is going to be about mainly the Avengers.
Yes. The perfect film given to us by the Russo brothers.
Fucking awesome. Jerry just saw it again for the second time today.
Yep, definitely more emotional, more impactful on my life the second time through.
Yeah, we should say there's spoilers on here if people listen.
Yeah, let's go ahead and just throw out a disclaimer. There will be spoilers if you're listening to this, and just because it's brand new, and there's probably going to be a lot of people who would get upset about that if they really listen. So
if you haven't seen the Avengers and you plan on seeing the Avengers, please tune in to the next episode of the Just Listen podcast.
To the next one where we're not talking about the Avengers, but we might because it's that fucking good.
Yeah, because I might go see it a second time too.
Yeah, honestly. I plan on seeing it like at least once in IMAX because I have to experience that. So who knows how many times I'm actually going to see it in theaters.
I've seen it once. And like I said, I'd like to see it a second time if I have... Time is a big thing with that movie, though.
Yep.
Because it was 3 hours long. It was...
It didn't feel like 3 hours, though, I have to say.
Yeah, I went by... I was... when I went and saw it the first time... Well, when I saw it, the only time I did, I kept checking the clock to make sure I had more time left because I was getting nervous. I kept looking, and like when the first hour passed, I was like, all right. So I got 2 hours left. And then I think it was like the second hour. That's when shit started getting real. It was rough towards the end. But anyways, so I guess we can ask first thoughts on the movie and maybe your favorite part.
Okay. First thoughts on the movie. I'm going to go based off of when I saw it Thursday night at the opening. Unreal. So I really didn't know what I was expecting from this movie, but from the way it started off, I was like, okay, they're just jumping right into it. And then it turned out to be something completely different that the from what the trailers made it seem to be. And I know that they only showed like the first like 15 minutes.
I'm not pissed, I guess. That was the wrong way to say it. But when some of the stuff in the trailer was like completely different.
Yeah, I mean, the Russo brothers have kind of been known to do that. And then they did that with Infinity War 2, showing Hulk and Wakanda, and that clearly didn't happen. So, but yeah, like the first thoughts is that, like, I really didn't know what to expect. And going into it, I felt like I thought I had an idea of how the movie was going to go, and it took a completely different turn. And that was for the better. Like, I couldn't be happier with the result of the film, and my God, just so much to take in. That's what, like, you can't see this movie just once.
I did the same thing with Infinity War. I watched it 3 times, and it was better each time.
In theaters, you mean?
No, I watched it once in theaters and twice on my own at my house.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So, like, obviously, a theater is not the same thing, but like. It's still cool to see it a second time through when you're not getting thrown all the surprises.
Yeah, I must have watched Infinity War at home like at least 5 times.
Yeah.
On top of what I saw in theaters. So I've seen that movie a ton of times.
Yeah. My initial thoughts, it was a great movie. I watched too many videos. Spoiler videos.
I don't know why you do that to yourself, man.
Idea videos before I went to watch it. Because the first scene was ruined. Because they assumed that the first scene was going to be Hawkeye losing his family and realizing something was wrong. And that's what the first scene in the movie was.
Yep.
And
yep.
I knew from there. Well, I didn't think the rest of the movie would be spoiled because it wasn't really. But. From there on, I was I was excited because I saw that. And then I think the way they portrayed Thor was my favorite part of the one of my favorite parts of the movie.
Yeah.
Because he was hilarious.
Thor, he really is such a good character, and I'm happy that they took it, because he used to be so much different if you watch the first and second Thor, or even the first Avengers. He was like this serious guy, and he didn't really... I'm pretty sure Chris Hemsworth didn't enjoy playing Thor up until like Ragnarok, where he got to show his comedic side, and that's where everyone started to really fall in love with Thor as a character.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen any of the Avengers movies, Thor Ragnarok is one of the top three in all of them. Might even be the best one. That's
like out of Marvel Cinematic Universe, you mean?
Yeah, that movie's hilarious.
Dude, it's so good.
Oh, honestly. not to mention Korg was all right. That was one of my favorites.
Dude, I'm so happy Korg was in this movie. I couldn't tell you the excitement I had inside of me when he was like, "Hey, man."
Everybody in the theater was so pumped when they saw Korg.
Right? Oh,
and
God.
And then he's like, Wi-Fi is, what do you say about the Wi-Fi? He's like, you can log on to the Wi-Fi.
He's like, no password, obviously.
And then and then on Fortnite, when they were playing Fortnite, he's like, this is Thor, the god of thunder.
Dude, when he was like, hey, Thor, new Master 69's on here again. That kid, he called me a dickhead.
It was one of my favorite parts.
Oh, man.
Then my second favorite part was when everybody came, or not when everybody came back, when Thor, Cap, and Iron Man first approach Thanos, when he's just sitting there waiting for everything to happen.
Yep.
And Thor was in like a fat Thor suit. I thought it was fucking hilarious. They went through everything and they did the snap, so they were wearing those other suits.
Yeah, yeah.
And Thor was wearing something else. And then I think they did the snap and he was in a suit, or something happened and he changed into a suit. And he grabbed his hammer. Yeah.
And when they were about to go down, he grabbed Hammer Mjolnir.
Yeah.
Summoned like lightning, and then he changed his outfit based on like the way he usually does.
Yeah, I was assuming he was going to go back to normal Thor, but then they panned out and he had a gut. That was hilarious. But that was also one of the best parts of the movie. It was when that whole and Captain America picked up the hammer, started kicking ass.
That was a
badass scene.
I'd have to say my favorite part of the movie, first and second time through, would definitely be Cap picking up Mjolnir. Because you see Thor's on the ground and you see it lift, and you can assume that Thor is the one lifting Mjolnir, and it hits him and then zooms away and the camera pans over and you see Cap catch it, and from and there Thor is just like, I knew it. And that was just big fan service there. That was what everyone was waiting for, and that couldn't have gone better. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was an awesome part as well.
He was using the shield and the hammer like together, and that was just perfect, honestly.
Yeah. That was a great way to send off Cap.
Yeah, for sure.
At the end, they do send off Cap in a nice, emotional way. They let him go back and live his life,
which
the way he was supposed to be lived.
Yeah, it's a little confusing timeline-wise. I don't know how that didn't mess anything up. I'm assuming that the Russo brothers are going to explain that. But one thing I did have a question with was, I don't know how Nebula got back.
Got back from where? From time?
Yeah, Bad Nebula. Because Bad Nebula, or 2014 Nebula, stole the particle thing. Oh, what's it called? The pin particles. She took it from present-day Nebula and gave it to Thanos. And they only had one shot. Everyone had one particle. And she was able to... She was able to give it to Thanos, somehow come back, and then Thanos came through using those pin particles. So I don't know how she got back.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's one that, like, there's a couple things in there that I'm a little confused about, and I need answers, but I don't want to look too much into it because the movie was really good, and honestly, I couldn't be happier with it. Like, the film was amazing. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think now that you say that, because I remember that Nebula didn't go back with Hawkeye right away.
Yeah, it was.
Or not with Hawkeye. Who was she with? Was she with Hawkeye?
She was with War Machine.
War Machine, yeah.
Yeah, so Rhodey came back, and right before she was about to sync up, her memories were tapped into by Thanos and Squidward.
Yeah. I forgot his name.
It's like Mong or Maw or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, Ebony Maw.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
He's a terrible character.
He's a pain in my ass. Yeah, Saya, fuck you, buddy. Stop talking like that. No one else with Thanos does. Why are you?
I know. I thought at the beginning of the movie when they originally killed Thanos, it was gonna be the end of it, and I was kind of confused as to what was gonna happen there.
Yeah. when they were testing it out too, and first of all, when I saw like Professor Hulk, like smart Hulk. I was very excited awesome. Because I didn't know if they were going to bring him in right away in this movie or if he was going to somehow find or they were going to show like the transformation of it or if it was going to be a thing that came out after Endgame. And the fact that we got it like right after that 5-year mark was perfect. I was so happy.
Yep.
And speaking of the after 5-year mark, when him and Ant-Man are in the diner with Cap and Black Widow, take the goddamn phone.
And he dabs. He's like, dab.
Yeah. Listen to your mother. She knows better.
She knows better. He's actually like
he has that nice smile.
Like Bruce Banner's face looks. Yeah, he had like the chiseled chin and the nice bro.
And the it's glasses. Crazy to look at like the evolution of the Hulk because you have him in the first Avengers movie looking like an absolute ape, and then Avengers 2 he looks a little more evolved. Ragnarok he looks like a human face but like absolutely shredded, and
he seems smaller in this one.
He like was smaller. Lean, like a small Hulk. Lean build, which was cool.
Yeah. And then the one part when they initially got the they traveled back in time to New York City, and they saw the Hulk, and he was like smashing a bunch of random shit, and he was like, "Oh, geez, I'm sad."
Yeah, he was like. They were awesome like, you might have to smash a few things along the way. And he was like, it's gratuitous. And he just, like, ripped his shirt off.
He's like,
He punched the cab lightly. He just, nice fist to the cab. Basically tips over a motorcycle. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that shit's damaged already. At least awesome. Act like the Hulk, bro.
Yeah, honestly. So going from here, I'm excited to see what they do. Apparently, I was looking today, there's supposed to be Black Panther 2. There's
Homecoming Spider-Man is also 2, coming out this summer. Far From Home.
Far From Home, yeah. At the end of the movie, if you obviously saw it, if not, sorry, but everybody comes back. Because of Doctor Strange's master plan, which I thought was an awesome thing too. When Hulk went back to talk to Doctor Strange's master, I forgot her name.
Oh, she was a Supreme, something Supreme. Oh my god!
Yeah, Supreme, something of the time stone, and she said he's supposed to be the best of us. So he obviously had a plan, and he did.
Sorcerer Supreme, Jesus! So many Sorcerer Supreme brain parts right now, bro. It's been a long day.
Well, there's a lot of names. It's not the easiest to remember. There's that whole thing was nicely planned, especially when Cap was. I thought Cap was done there. I thought that's how he was gonna get.
Yeah,
I thought there. I thought he was just gonna run in one more time and just get.
I was a little nervous on that one.
You know who? One of my favorite characters is Wanda.
She is so OP.
And she was back. She fucked.
Thanos. She was literally about to tear him to shreds single-handedly. She's one of the most powerful characters in the universe by far.
She was crazy. She just lifted Thanos and he was like fuck, he was just getting
rain fire.
I was so happy when I saw her just take on
Thanos. But how badass is Thanos for, like, it was so funny because, like, technically 2014 Thanos wouldn't know who she is because she wasn't created yet. But she was like, you took everything.
Yeah. Well, he said that. He was
like, I don't even know who you are. Like, dude, yeah. He's such a badass for that. Because, like, I was just thinking, like, what a slap in the face to Wanda. But, like, yeah, I took everything from you, like, but I have no idea who you are.
Yeah. That part, and then they obviously, oh, what was I going to say? I forgot the part I was going to say next. Damn.
With, is it still Final Battle?
Yeah.
Can't forget Captain Marvel coming in.
No, this is what I was going to say. Yeah, I was going to say, Captain Marvel was kind of underwhelming. Am I wrong?
I don't think she was underwhelming because she completely destroyed that ship in no time.
That was pretty sick, but, like, in her fight against Thanos, like, twice, I don't know.
So, like, I don't think she was underwhelming in that sense, because, like, she pinochled the fuck
maybe out her of character
him.
Just
like,
was?
She bent his, do you remember the game Pinochle you'd play as a kid? True. She pinochled the fuck out of his gauntlet. So, like, I really think that she wasn't, like, underwhelming, but it just proves how strong Thanos is and like how much of a threat he really is, and I think that I liked that a lot about him, because then he went to go headbutt her and she just basically nothing happened. It was like he headbutted a brick wall. Fuck that, he would probably headbutt through a brick wall, and Captain Marvel really was just sitting there as if someone flicked her in the face.
I mean, that ending scene where she got punched, that was like, that almost took the wind out of me. I was like, what the hell?
Where she got punched?
When he, like, took out the power stone and just sent her flying.
I was, like, convinced he was going to snap, but then camera pans over to freaking Sorcerer Supreme, Doctor Strange, holds up that number one, letting Tony know this is the last, or this is that one chance. This is that one out of 14 million. And then Tony, my favorite character, my favorite Avenger, Iron Man, breaking my heart. Oh yeah, I was teary eyed, especially the second time through. Very teary eyed with it. He took those stones with the nanotech. He put it in his glove after Thanos repeated, "I am inevitable." Went to go snap. Nothing happened. Tony looking at him, and I am Iron Man. Boom, and just
awesome.
Explosion. And I love that Thanos was the last one to go. He just got to see everything fall apart.
How epic was that fucking final scene? That was with, like, all the characters.
There's one angle where, like, when people were walking through that, you see Ant-Man in the background standing tall and then everyone coming in. That was one of the most beautiful shots in a Marvel movie I've ever seen.
That honestly was. That game, when everybody came out, just gave me goosebumps everywhere. Doctor Strange, Black Panther, Spider-Man came through. When Spider-Man came through, I was fucking
hyped. Yeah.
I was like, let's go!
Fucking Spidey!
I was in the theater and I turned the cord and I was like, let's go!
Dude,
you know, some guy in my theater fell asleep.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking loser.
I was like one of the most important scenes of the movie, and I just hear, I was like, oh my god, I better wake the fuck up.
Yeah, dude, there was
snoring in my goddamn movie.
There was a lot going on in my theater, but I did not hear snoring.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know how you could snore during that movie, man. I don't know how you could fall asleep.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I want to point out that I almost feel like the 9 years, or not 9 years, what was it, 20...
11?
Huh?
11 years?
No, I'm thinking of, now I have to map it out. So 2014 was that Thanos. 2019. So like the 5 year difference between Thanos that we saw and that the Thanos that was in Endgame. So Thanos from Infinity War versus Endgame. I think there was even like almost a maturity difference in Thanos just in those years. Because like Thanos that we saw in Infinity War was very calm, collected, very thoughtful about, and like literally everything he did was planned out. And then this one kind of went all in. He was like fuck that. They got the Stones. I'm going to take them from them. And, I mean, he was almost forced to. So they made him play that hand. But seeing him fight, I think he was definitely stronger in this one. But, like,
You think so, man.
Because, like, the way he was, like, just manhandling Thor, Cap, and Iron Man at once.
I mean, he was doing that on Titan, too.
Yeah, but he also had all the Stones. Like, he was just straight up fighting. Oh, yeah, true. And it was, no, it was intense, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, I commend Cap, though. That was, honestly, like, that was one of the most badass scenes I've ever seen. Like, him just, like, even though he's getting his ass kicked, but, like, he, like, with the shield just breaking, and he just fucking, that was one of the parts in the promo that they showed. But they showed, like, the shield full, like it wasn't broken.
Yeah.
And then the movie, it was, like, chipped all the way down, and he just fucking strapped that shit up and was like, all right, fucker, let's do this.
All right, fucker, we're going to go for it, buddy.
You want to dance? Let's dance.
I like, dude, when I'm he was like, that is America's ass. That shit had me dying.
Yeah. That's one of the best parts about the Marvel movies is their humor.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is that, like, every single character's got that snotty attitude. I guess that's part of it, but, like, I don't know. It's just, like, they each take their turn saying something sarcastically. Like, I don't know. Does that make sense?
I know what you're kind of... I kind of see what you're saying. Like, I think Iron Man obviously does it best, and now Thor has that cockiness that he's... I mean, Thor's always had that cockiness, but...
Well, that's what I mean. Like, they all have, like, that... Which, I mean, you're a superhero, so, like, you obviously have that cockiness. I don't know. I just feel like there could be other.
I feel like there's just a lot of egocentric characters who eventually grow up. Like,
yeah.
Like, Cap was never really like that, to be honest. He was always a pretty normal guy in that aspect. Yeah. But I'm trying to think, like, Hawkeye was never really like that. Rhodey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's just those main guys that everyone loves. The way that they write them is so everyone will kind of
because they're connect with them a little bit. Are there? Because that's that attitude they have to have in their own movies.
Yeah, yeah.
So they just take it on when they come into this one. I'm excited to see what happens with Sam. And I guess they're supposed to be him or the Winter Soldier, Bucky, who was supposed to be the new Captain America.
Well, I'm pretty sure they decided on Sam, and I'm almost certain that happened in the comics too. But apparently I guess there's supposed to be a show with Bucky.
Yeah, TV show on Disney Plus.
But then there's supposed to be another one with who is it? Wanda, Scarlet Witch. Yeah, and then there's supposed to be one with Black Widow. So the Black Widow one might be a prequel.
That's a movie.
Huh?
They're making a movie for her, not a show.
I could have sworn it was a show.
Oh, it might be. I thought it was a movie.
Well, either way, it's probably going to be a prequel because, unfortunately, we lost her. We lost Scarlett Johansson in this movie. So
that was she was a cool character.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker too.
Yeah,
I gotta say though, dude, watching Tony go and having Spider-Man react to that, I think was way more heart wrenching. Yeah, like even worse than watching Spider-Man go and having Tony.
The thing is, like, when you saw Spider-Man go, like, everybody in the back of their head knew he was coming back.
Somehow. Yeah, I think that was the thing.
And then this one, you're just like, nah, dude, like, Tony's done.
Real? Like, that's it.
And, like, there's another badass scene when, like, him and Peggy were fighting side by side with the Iron Man suits.
Oh, Pepper?
Yeah. Or Pepper, sorry. Peggy. Not Peggy. Pepper.
Yeah, yeah.
And, they were, like, back-to-back, and they, like, were taking energy off each other and just shooting shit. That was a sick scene.
Yeah, dude, she's a badass.
I think they'll probably make a movie on her. Her name's Rescue, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. I thought that's what they said. I thought her name in the comics was Rescue.
I have to say that I don't know if you noticed at the Iron Man's funeral, there was a younger kid that they kind of showed right before they showed Captain Marvel.
Yeah, who was that?
So that is Harley. He was in Iron Man 3. He was the kid who was helping Tony with his, like, when he had panic attacks. He was, like, the mechanic.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the movie, he gave him a full lab. So I'd like to see if anyone takes up the Iron Man mantle. The Iron Mantle.
Yeah.
I think it would be it'd be cool to see Harley kind of grow into it.
Yeah.
Maybe him and Spider-Man could have a good, like, back and forth.
That'd be cool. Spider-Man takes a leadership role.
Then, yeah, that'd be pretty neat. I think that if anyone's going to take the leadership role, it would definitely be Doctor Strange.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously.
I didn't like him at first, but I've really come to enjoy his character.
Yeah, he's an interesting one.
He's powerful. He's really strong.
I wasn't the biggest fan. I mean, I obviously loved it, but, like, I wasn't, compared to the other movies, I wasn't the biggest fan of just Doctor Strange alone. Yeah. The solo movie, but seeing him with the rest of the Avengers was really, it was something else, man. It was good.
No, I like his character. I didn't like his solo movie at first, but then, like, as the movie went on, I enjoyed it more and more. And I liked
his,
because he's got to be one of the stronger characters. Well, the stuff he can do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So.
And I think that as far as leadership does go, I think that Doctor Strange and Sam would definitely be, like, the Cap and Iron Man in the future.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, we have Captain Marvel too, but I don't know how Marvel plans, or what Marvel's plans are with keeping her around Earth. Yeah. Because, like, they said, like, oh, there's lots of planets out there, and unfortunately they didn't have you guys, type of thing. Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to keep her out in the distance like they do with Guardians and just bring her in during big events, or what. Yeah. But
I'm interested to see what happens with Thor too and Guardians.
Yeah, dude, I really hope that Thor stays on the ship, because he had a ride, he called it. But I definitely think that Thor would be around to stay for that.
That was a funny scene too, when they were talking about fighting each other.
Oh, he was nice.
He's like, I want to see knives.
Dude, when Thor was like, of course, of course. Of course.
We all know.
He whispered it a third time. He goes, of course. And he like, smiled. The one thing, please, Marvel, please, don't keep him fat. As funny as it is, I want to see badass Thor again, bro. I don't want to see fat Thor. Yeah. He's not that old.
That beard and hair he got when he,
oh my God, like, yeah,
snapped into Thor was insane.
He had the braided beard, and he had, like, up, half down hair. He looked like a straight Viking.
It was legit. I'm still confused that, like, I guess it makes sense, because remember we were talking about it when I was in Rochester, like, how strong Thor is, actually?
Yeah.
And, like, how he's not technically at his strongest, because he would destroy everybody. It wouldn't even
be fair. They had to nerf him a little bit for the MCU, I think.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, it was recorded in the comics that, like, I watched that video. It was recorded in the comics that Thor destroyed 9 galaxies by punching someone too hard. So, like, we clearly can't have that Thor in the MCU, because that's ridiculous. No one would stand a chance.
Not even Thanos is purple eyes.
Yeah, and hey, like, Thor is supposed to be the strongest. I don't know if it was announced that he won't get stronger, but if he does, that'd be something to watch for sure.
That's true.
But I think that him and Drax would have a good back and forth too, man. Drax is hilarious.
Yeah, and then obviously Rocket. Him and Rocket are a good combo.
Yep. They get along very well. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the opposite of him and Quill.
Yeah, yep. Well, him and Quill are, like, almost the same ego-wise, because they're both, like, alphas in their group.
Yeah, it's just that Rocket likes Thor more.
Thor is Thor, but yeah, yeah. Because he knows Thor would kick Cool.
Hey, tree. Jumps on the ship, says hi to tree. Not even Groot. He just calls him tree. This is my friend, the tree.
Tree and rabbit.
Yeah, tree and rabbit. I love it.
The squad.
Is
there anything left? Anything left you want to say about the movie?
Dude, I have so much to say. I just don't know what to say. You know what I mean? Like, it's... I'm still processing it. After seeing it twice, there's still so much I have to process. There's stuff I'm forgetting. There's stuff that I still have to think about. Like, it's...
Yeah, and this was just about kind of getting Just Listen started.
Yeah. So
we can have a better idea on the next episode.
Yeah, I mean,
come back with some better questions. I was thinking we could kind of give a little rundown of what Just Listen's going to be about.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, so... Me and Jerry decided to start this because, one, I don't get to talk to him enough.
That's true.
I think our conversation or fun, and we have a broad range of knowledge and a lot of topics. So I think we're going to kind of just talk about everything from sports, because I enjoy sports, to video games, because Jerry's a streamer. And if you ever want to check out his stream, it's you can give that information, Jerry.
Oh, yeah, twitch.tv/JerryNova93. Small streamer, small YouTuber right now, so hopefully that builds up a little bit.
Nah, don't call it small. He's a streamer and a YouTuber, so check him out. Yeah. And talk about some video games here and there when we play or try some new ones or things like that. We got, sports, video games, movies,
everyday music, events, dude. Like, literally
everyday events. We're going to talk about whatever we feel is necessary. And fitness. You guys are just going to sit there. Oh, fitness, too. We're both very, very well, what's the word? Versed? Well versed?
That's like speaking terms.
Yeah. And we're very deep into the fitness industry and field. I own a gym in New York, and Jerry's a strength conditioning coach at his high school and a gym by him.
Yep.
So we're both very knowledgeable in that field too. So we'll kind of take some stuff there. I talk about fitness a lot. So it is nice to talk about other stuff. So I'm going to try to refrain from talking about it too much.
Yeah.
Because it's an everyday thing. I like to talk about other stuff, but we'll get there when the time comes. And trying to think. Yeah, anything that happens in the world, me and Jerry can give an opinion on, basically.
For sure, yeah.
That's basically what's going to happen here.
And our opinions aren't always the same. Sometimes we differ a little bit, so we go back and forth. Little banters.
Yeah, me and Jerry disagree.
It's true, we do.
A lot.
Sometimes I just want to punch Brandon right in the teeth, and sometimes I want to hug him till he can't breathe. So it's either you love him too much or you hate him, you know?
Yeah.
I never hate you, bud.
I have my opinions. Jerry has his opinions.
His are wrong.
You know?
His opinions are wrong.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
So, I mean, let's see. Is there anything else?
I think that's it, man. Like, just giving it a whirl for the first sowed, bro.
Yeah. I guess what we'll say is we'll try to get this out once a week. Try to pick some times during the week. We'll get that going. And then if you guys have any suggested topics, anything that you want to hear us talk about, literally anything, peppers, bookshelves.
Peruvian puff pepper.
Socks.
Literally socks. You could ask us about socks, and we will go ham in that discussion.
Yeah. You give us a suggestion, and we will give you the entertainment of listening to us.
Absolutely.
All right. This is episode 1. And I guess we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time.
I hope you had fun. Just listen, dog.
Just listen, dog.